Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We were going to talk about this, and Meredith was making some calls and going around trying to find out if we could get Amber Jackson on the air. And Amber just rang us, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is like straight from the person who went through it. Amber, how you doing this morning? I know you got to be getting a lot of attention for this Tulum story.
Yes, it's very overwhelming.
I'm sure it is, though. Like, but I mean, can you? I mean, everybody who's out there, I think this is a cautionary tale, just as far as so many people, especially in summer, who are going out with their girlfriends, taking a trip, and just getting away and being out there with no real resources. Like, I mean, tell us what happened.
So on June 14th, we arrived and we checked in or whatever. Well, it was too early to check in, actually, so we dropped off our bags. And the first thing that we noticed on the gate, we had a bamboo gate. Like, there was a step right under it, and there was literally, it looked like blood. So we were like, we asked the concierge man, we were like, is this blood? He was like, no, you know, don't worry about it. It's just paint. So we was like, okay. So that was like the first red flag.
Amber, are we talking about a hotel room? We're talking about an Airbnb. What are we talking about?
This is an Airbnb.
And you said this is in Mexico?
Tulum, Mexico, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How is it just you, or are you with some friends?
How many?
No, it was 9 of us in total.
Okay.
A nice little girls' trip.
Okay.
That sounds fun.
Yes. It was supposed to be a nice girls' trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we see the blood. They say it's paint. You're like, okay. And y'all looking at a sketch. And then what?
So we go in there. We set our stuff down. When it's finally time to check in and we go back, I noticed that the keypads on all of the doors are not set. So I was like, you know, I've been to many Airbnbs. I'm like, why are the codes not set? Like, y'all sent me the codes. Why am I just able to just walk in?
Mm.
So I pressed the issue about that. The lady was just like, okay, just set the codes. So I'm like, okay, fine. That happened. You know, we ended up going out that night. Everything was cool. We did a long excursion the next day. That was fine. We came back, rested. That night, the second night, we went out to dinner. A little after 9 p.m., we came back at midnight. There was this man standing outside the gate.
Mm.
So we came back in 2 cabs. 4 of the girls had just went in. Like, I don't know. 3 of them were intoxicated, but I don't know what just made them just go in there. But I was like, yeah, we stopped him. We was like, what's going on? Why are you here? Of course, he spoke no English, so we were trying to do Google Translate. He was trying to explain to us that he's security and that he works from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. And he was trying to get in. He requested a key and a gate code. And we was like, no. We gave him a chair to sit outside. We was like, no. And while all of this is going on, my friends are trying to talk to him. I'm trying to call the concierge team because the whole time we have been there and even before then, these people were so accommodating, like, in constant contact with me the whole time. It was like 10 of them in a group. I could not get in contact with nobody from that point to that next morning.
Had at any point somebody mentioned that a security might show up, or was that even in the conversation at all?
No, it was not in the conversation at all. Keep that in mind. I signed the contract. I have the paperwork. I mean, I have a picture of the paperwork still.
And there's no security that's included in that. There's nothing under that.
Nothing.
Okay,
nothing.
So now, when you called and you finally got a hold of the concierge, that was like after you put up the reviews and everything, right?
No, I wasn't even able to put a review up on Airbnb. They deleted it. They
right.
took it down. I wasn't able to post it. But no, I called Airbnb the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And not even 5 minutes after I called Airbnb, the concierge team called me and was like, hey, what's going on? I'm so sorry you weren't able to get in contact with us. And she showed up like an hour later trying to plead her case, but there was really no case to be pled. I was like, you know, we're ready to go. I need a refund. Like, where is BD?
So wait a minute. These people, the concierge were in constant contact with you the entire time, but then when the guy showed up, they were just... They completely went silent.
Yes.
What was their excuse when you talked about that you saw blood on the gate when you first got there?
Oh, nothing. Like I said, they were saying that it was pink.
Okay. And then they just went completely silent. And then the next day, now what happened that night? Were you guys scared when the guy showed up? What did you guys do?
Oh, yeah, we gave him a chair. But when we went in, we stayed up all night. We were calling them all night. BB, the owner, quote unquote, is in the concierge text group. Keep that in mind, because that's going to come in later. But we immediately went to the kitchen. We grabbed every knife, every pot, every pen.
Oh, boy.
Anything to arm us. Mm. Because I'm like, if these people come in here, like, you know, we need to be one up on them.
Do you feel, I mean, Amber, and I'm listening to this because I'm afraid to travel internationally for this exact reason, because somebody can take you and keep you or whatever. So I feel you on that. But is there any way that this could have been some dude who was trying to get in, who wasn't necessarily involved, like it wasn't as nefarious as it felt? Maybe it felt scary because you were somewhere else and this dude was just trying to get in, but he was a random instead of like coercive or being part of this whole cover up thing with the Airbnb.
No, because I mean, at one point, you know, you be in the back of your mind, like, was I tripping?
Right.
But
Once I posted the story, and, you know, people was, once Neighborhood Talk posted the story, people were, like, trying to discredit my story at first. But once people started coming forward, that's when everybody was like, oh, y'all said that she was tripping. You know, she was telling the truth the whole time. I'm like, yeah, why would I make something like this?
So other people started to come up and corroborated that they've had issues, too.
Yes, but it's more in correlation with robbery.
Yes. Oh, okay. So one of the girls, her name is Lisa Marie, she commented underneath this report and she said, this is no lie. Me and my girls were there 3 weeks ago staying in the exact same room listed under the same owner. We were robbed for our money, items, and my sister woke up to him touching her feet. God knows what he was going to do next.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the major part right there for anybody listening, because people been going to Tulum like it's Clearwater Beach South.
Right.
Amber, when you finally got in contact with them the next morning, you said you were able to talk to the hosts. What did they say? I'm sure the security guy came up. What did they say about that?
Oh, she said that security always has, well, the security had one day off, which was the first day that we got there. And she said that they're contracted through a company. That's why they couldn't call her. Because we asked them, we was like, if, you know, you work for BB, call her. Like, let me know that, you know, you're supposed to be here. She had no way to contact her. Mm. So as I'm...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Telling her all of this, I was like, you know, I work, like, I'm a nurse, and we do contracts all the time. If you are not able to show up for a shift, you have someone else come in. Mm-hmm. Like, you're supposed to have security there every night that we're there. So
if it's part of your deal, yeah. Like, if they talking about security was off the first day, it should be somebody should have covered it. If they see you need security there, somebody should have been on point.
Or at least tell us, like, hey, you're not going to have security the first night, but he'll be there the second night. They did not tell us none of that.
And you said you didn't see it in the paperwork as well.
No. Okay. I have screenshots of the paperwork.
Let me ask you this. As far as knowing now, I mean, is there anything you feel you could have done better in communicating with this company to get this to be the trip that you guys had planned, or the trip that you had hoped for?
Nothing. Like I said, they were in constant communication with us the whole time. They booked our cab. They booked everything. So it's just like they come off so accommodating, like they're trying to help you. But in the end, they're really up to no good. And really, I was just trying to spread the word. Like, this is the whole point of me, you know, posting about it.
Yeah.
Is that it's not what it appears to be. I even had another young lady reach out to me, because there's been several people that have reached out to me. Mm-hmm. One young lady reached out to me and said 2 years ago, her and a group of friends went out of town there with a celebrity, and that over $500,000 was stolen in jewelry and money.
Wow.
And they were trying to keep it under wraps, and they made police reports. Like, I was scared to even contact the police over there. The police actually rolled by while the security guard, quote unquote, was outside.
So
I was scared to even tell
them.
Yeah,
because you don't know who's involved with what, and so.
Were you able to get a refund back at all? Because how much was it to stay there, and did you get a refund?
It was $3,600 to stay there. They did not want to give me a refund. And once an ambassador from Airbnb investigated it, they said, oh, since security wasn't properly mentioned, that they can offer me a $67 refund.
$67
per what? Per person? Per day? Per
no, just $67.
Okay, that's embarrassing.
$3,600, and we gonna knock off $67?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Amber, when you were looking into this Airbnb,
you got me messed up right now.
Were there any, like, reviews or something on the site of people sharing similar experiences?
No, they were all good reviews. And that's what I'm saying. Airbnb needs to be outed for this also, because
They're filtering the messages.
Yeah, they're not posting the bad reviews. And then, lo and behold, another young lady came forward. She canceled her reservation because of the post. And the lady tried to change her name and her picture. And also she tried to put a few of her other houses under a man named Adrian. And we have proof of all that.
So somebody who didn't want to be tied to the person who was in your story, they decided to change their name so they wouldn't be tied to it. But it was really the same house that you weren't safe in with BB.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same. Like, they're allowing the people to change their names and their pictures on there. Like, so you don't even know who house you're staying in when you're, you know, booking through Airbnb.
Did you think you were going to be sex trafficked there with your friends?
Honestly, at first, I did not know what to expect. But like I said, like, after hearing the other stories, it looks like it's in correlation to robbery.
It could be robbery. It could be anything. That fear, it could have been anything. I'm glad we're saying this, because there's so many, like I said, it's like Clearwater Beach South. Everybody wants to go to Tulum. Everybody wants to be in on that vibe.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's probably the same reason why you guys said, hey, good girls, let's all get together. Let's go enjoy it ourselves. So people ain't hearing this part of it. That's why it was important to get you on the air so they can know, hell, go to a resort. Go somewhere where they got you, like, some serious protection.
Real security.
Because I'm not trying to be on nobody's dateline. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
At all.
I'm so sorry you went through all of this, sweetie. I mean, would you go back? Would you feel comfortable with your crew going back? Not to that place, but to another vendor, would you feel comfortable, or are you just done with that part?
Nah, I'm done with Airbnb completely, because they done tried me all the way around. I still haven't really got in contact with them. Like, they like stalling out, and I don't understand why, because I'm like, now that we have the evidence that, you know, these people are able to change their names and their profiles, like, what are y'all going to do about this? Like, I'm calling them out, and it's like, they just not responding to me.
What do they say the status of this situation is now? Is there, like, an internal investigation that Airbnb is doing? Are they done with it? Have they told you anything?
Yeah, other than pick up your $67.
Yeah.
Right. They have not told me nothing. They told me to be patient. They understand that it's frustrating. Like, I'm not understanding why isn't somebody in contact with me constantly about this.
People are wanting to know more about this story. It's posted on our website. If you want to go to wild941.com, you can read everything. You can see a picture of her and read everything that she's talking about.
I'm sorry you went through this, but I'm glad that you are sharing it, because so many people are making that move. And, you know, we've seen the news. People do disappear. And this sounds like that could have been a situation. Maybe you got robbed. Maybe that would have been the luckiest thing that could have happened out of all of the options. But I'm glad you guys got back safe. And hopefully they make some restitution with you guys for going through this. That's insane.
Yes, I hope and pray that they do, because this is crazy.
Well, Amber, thank you. Give our best to everybody who was on the team, too. Tell them, you know, if y'all pick another spot, let us know. We might want to meet y'all there. You know,
yeah. We'll protect you.
We can all party somewhere else other than Tulum, okay?
Yeah, for real.
All right, sweetie, thank you for checking in.
Oh,
I appreciate
man.
It.
All right, thank y'all so much.
Yo, this is insane.
It is insane. The second I read this and all the details and everything that they went through and just being completely ignored not only by Airbnb, but then a homeowner just trying to change their identity and pictures and stuff like that, and it's allowed online on Airbnb, and it's not even looked into at all. There's no investigation. It's crazy.
Davi is a traveler and also a friendly guy.
Yeah.
Like Winston. Your guy who walked you around
in Jamaica.
Nelson or Winston? Winston. I think it was Winston. No.
Number one.
All right. Like, you go and find a local.
Dalton
was his name. Yes, Dalton. I said Winston. Dalton was his name. Yeah. And so you went and found this local.
Facts.
Took you to local spots off the beaten path that weren't recommended by, like, the cruise line.
Yeah.
And. Like, took you to some spots where he was like, yo, these are my buddies and all this other stuff. Mm. When you hear a story like this, does it make you, like, tight? Does it make you less that way? Because that way is daring and everything. And I envy it a little bit, but then I'm worried. Every time you go on a trip, I'm like, boy, I hope my homie come back. Because you known to go off into the hood. Way down there where you just things are going on.
You're right. And probably not.
Damn. You know, listen to this, you're going to get traffic.
No, I don't think so.
Dobby's going to be traffic.
You're going to get traffic.
I don't think anybody's going to traffic me. I definitely, you want to have an abundance of caution.
9 girls in one Airbnb. Yeah. I would be scared. Yeah, you don't, I mean, I know.
But
sounds
I mean, when you
bad,
go to
but...
another country and you don't speak the language and you don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, well, you're at the liberty of everybody else.
Well, and you think you're spending that much money and you're at a nice, bigger house, almost like a resort in a sense. You feel maybe a sense of
you could be living in the security. In the whole cartel's house. You know, you know what I'm saying? They could be getting you, like, they could have locks coming there and steal you away. My thing is, I love to travel, but I'm very sketch when it comes to going to places where, A, I don't have a security set up, and I don't have a network of folks that I can lean on locally, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm thinking, like, out loud, like, man, does this really make people who are that daring kind of, like, pause?
I'm going to a hotel. I'll tell you that much.
I think
sure.
that would be definitely the safer option would be
the hotel.
The resort. It wouldn't stop me from going abroad, but you definitely have to watch your back and think a couple steps ahead.
Everybody out there, be really careful. I know I got buddies who go to Brazil all the time, and they have security with the house that comes with, like, armed security or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they've asked me to go, and I'm like, girl, if you need security at the house to guard you, to make sure nobody comes in because they know visitors
are
there.
That's scary.
I don't really want to go.
Yeah,
like, you know,
I can see that.
And I get that that's a great trip, but it's like, it's just this is playing into my fear.
Yeah.
Of them being in a house and just being at, you know, whoever's will.
And also, I think there's something to say of a group of females, no men. It's almost like you have a target.
No male presence around.
Yeah, without having any guys there, it's looked at a little different.
Well, we got a text, Davi. It says Davi is going to get trafficked by one of them big girls that he made bad.
Oh, man, listen, big girls, leave him alone. All right,
he said, can't catch me.
Okay,
I'm gonna run.
The Freak Show podcast, Orlando and the Freak Show, mornings from 6 to 10, Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.